It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, with the Golden Globes this past weekend, we're at the start of the film awards season. It's a time when artists recognize the achievements of their peers and celebrate innovation in their craft. Well, a new movie out today by filmmaker Craig Baldwin probably won't make it onto any of the nomination lists, but it's the type of film that's sure to influence other innovators. It's a sort of mashup of a sci-fi, spy movie, and Western.
Destroy all monsters.
Our film critic Nathan Lee is here to tell us more. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Richard.
So Craig Baldwin's newest feature is called Mock Up on Moo, and it takes a kind of science fiction angle on post-war California. What is going on here?
Well, first of all, I think this is the best screenplay probably we'll see in 2009. This is an insane, crazy, sort of, like you said, mashup of schlocky 50s B-movies, instructional videos, weird documentaries, maps, all these kind of weird archival footage.
So it's the story of what happens when L. Ron Hubbard meets the mother of the New Age movement, meets Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, the funny thing about this movie is it's actually based on some real-life events. Jack Parsons, who was a rocket scientist and sort of devotee of Aleister Crowley and occult kind of phenomenon, was an actual scientist, and Marjorie Cameron was an actual kind of beatnik and sort of New Age innovator. L. Ron Hubbard, of course, and Lockheed Martin. These people actually did sort of cross circles around this period, and the movie spins these connections out into this elaborate kind of sci-fi story about Hubbard colonizing the moon for Scientology and then entering this conspiracy with Lockheed Martin to build a kind of shuttle between the moon, and Las Vegas, for which he sends Cameron to go seduce Jack Parsons in Vegas. I mean, it just spins, you know, out and out and becomes more occult and more sort of paranoid along the way.
Okay, this is so confusing. We have to hear a clip.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Star children, welcome. This moment is especially auspicious. We are truly on the verge of a move boom that will shake the rafters and rattle the hinges of this universe. And it has been a very long ascent. In fact, 75 million years long. Ever since our present predicament was precipitated by that particularly pernicious cosmic despot, Xenu.
Yeah, you know, what's great about Baldwin is, you know, any Yahoo nowadays can sort of throw together a bunch of cheesy clips and put a sort of silly voiceover on it and put it on YouTube and have, like, you know, 10 seconds of internet fame. Yeah. What's great about Baldwin is he's doing something very specific in these movies. He's satirizing kind of a historical consciousness of the Cold War, the way that, you know, that period we treat with such kind of paranoia. It's full of conspiracy, and also it's sort of the age that's really media-addled, and he, using these kind of archival clips and this kind of crazy montage style he has, really gets at kind of the way that we think or don't think about that history, and gets to kind of the paranoid, mixed up tone of it.
So Baldwin's been making movies for 30 years now, and his style kind of foreshadowed the kind of collage style filmmaking we see a lot now, especially on YouTube. Who is this guy?
He's a teacher and a programmer and a filmmaker based in San Francisco, and he's built this reputation as an avant-garde filmmaker doing these kind of found footage montage films about political conspiracy and kind of science fiction and weird occult. And, you know, he's kind of part of a larger tradition of using found footage within the avant-garde, but he has this very kind of funny pulp fiction sort of take on it.
So he made a film in 1991 called Tribulation 99, Alien Anomalies Over America. Now, you describe this as a masterpiece. How so, and what makes something a masterpiece?
I mean, this film is probably one of the most entertaining 50 minutes of movies I've ever seen. The story is this incredibly dense, sort of breakneck alternative history about how a conspiracy of intergalactic reptiles are responsible for all of American covert action in Latin America during the Cold War period.
Okay.
So it's using all of the, like, James Bond films and bad monster movies. And what's masterly about this is you sort of acknowledge the camp value of what you're seeing, and yet he has an ability to pull you actually into this kind of crazy counter-narrative that he's telling.
We've been speaking with film critic Nathan Lee about a new film from Craig Baldwin. It's called Mock Up on Moo, and it opens today at the Anthology Film Archives. Nathan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Richard.
Sticky figments. Sticky figments. I'm sick of them. Picture bits carried by cosmic rays. The strange case of the cosmic rays. Plutonium piles. inside this pyramid. She's in a man-made mountain on the moon. Hollow moon.